That's right, ladies and gentlemen, like the man with the crooked smile and the painted face said, here we go for another episode of Save City of Heroes Radio. I am your host, Pogo Man, from the Virtue Server. And I just want to say welcome, everybody. It's a Friday night. It's 9 p.m.-ish on the East Coast. Friday night, as we've already said. We're getting ready to rock and roll for the weekend, but I'm glad you all stopped in for some superhero-dom action, if you will. But along with me tonight is my co-host, my sidekick for the evening, if you will, ladies and gentlemen. He is co-leader of that wonderful superhero group, Paragon Dawn. He is the one. He is the only. He is the Mad Viking.
Welcome in today's fight. It's Marvel versus DC. Who will continue to take the lead in the superhero comic wars? I am your host, and representation of Howard Cosell.
And if you're referring to Rebirth versus Secret Wars 2 or Civil War 2, whatever they call it, see, this is how much I care about it. This is how one side of this battle is. We're forgetting the name of it. Folks, DC Rebirth is blowing up the internet. It's blowing away Marvel. Yeah, they make great movies, but guess what? When it comes to comic books, it's quality over quantity. It's quality over anything else, and for years to come, we will remember Rebirth. We will remember the fact that they admitted they screwed up big time with the New 52, and they gave us Rebirth. Unless this is their plan all along, because a lot of the New 52 titles are ending with issue 52, and then going into this Rebirth thing.
Well,
They're not admitting it they're not saying this is their plan the whole time.
No. They admitted that they went oops.
Yes. And so Marvel, in all their infinite wisdom, seeing how bad DC did with this, what do? They follow suit, say, no, we could do one better. And by better, I mean they could really screw up the Marvel universe once and for all, driving away years and years of loyal readers.
Oh, we'll get to that later on in the night.
Oh, yes, we will, folks. Cold War, yes.
I know I got a big spoiler, and I know you have not read the issue yet. It is out.
Which one
is it? In the news. The latest.
Did it come
uncanny...
after? I didn't.
I think it was Uncanny Avengers 15.
Oh, I don't read Uncanny. The only Uncanny Avengers I read, as I told you, was I went to the library and I got the trade paperbacks out so I could read X-Men Avengers Axis this weekend.
Right.
So I don't even read that. I don't even read Uncanny Avengers. I told you, the only thing I read from Marvel is the X-Men and the Civil War thing.
When we get to the comic book story talk, I'll drop that spoiler then.
Okay, you could do that then.
Among others.
You know what it is? I was going to try and catch up on all the back issues of X-Men I haven't read for 5 years before I started reading the X-Men stuff. But since I found out that the Secret Wars, the one they did like last year or the year before, was kind of like the Marvel's reboot, I really didn't have to read it. But I had already put requests in for these books. So I said, let me read these, and then I'll sit down for a day or two and jam out all the X-Men stuff. So that's what I'm trying to do this weekend. I just want to finish reading these four trade paperbacks I have. The way I've been feeling, I'll explain what's going on in a minute. Hopefully, I'll be able to read the X-Men stuff by next week. And as everybody knows, I'm going to get into this really quick. Everybody knows I have pinched nerve herniated disc in my neck, my lower back. I've been doing physical therapy for my neck this week. And Wednesday and Thursday, I felt like I had the worst headache ever associated with this, because they said, well, remember, all the muscles tie together with the neck and the shoulder and your head and the muscles that go up into your head. And so they said it's primarily muscular, the pain you're feeling because we're doing physical therapy with you. But yeah, on top of the fact that you have herniated disc and pinched nerves and you're getting headaches from that to begin with, on top of this, it was horrible. It was just, I woke up in the middle of the night, Tuesday night, I cannot fall back to sleep. I was just in a lot of pain. I could not get comfortable. I was taking Advil, I was taking extra pain meds to try and help, and nothing really helped. It was so bad. I was supposed to go to physical therapy yesterday. I was in so much pain, I couldn't even leave my house to go to physical therapy. And I went today, and now it's starting to act up again. So I already took a hot shower when I got home before, and right after the show, I told everybody, you better have the bathroom clear because I'm going in for another hot shower. So
so if anyone knows anyone knows a woman that can do a Japanese massage for Pokemon, the phone number is no.
Or acupuncture, you could send me the, you know, if you have an acupuncturist or whatever. Because at this point, I'm willing to try anything. Well, within reason. Within reason. Within reason. Okay. But that being said, I think we had a very fun time Monday night.
Oh, yeah. We had the Paragon Dawn's second anniversary. Okay. Just to point out here, me and Pogo are in two different locations. Pogo Man is over on Paragon Chat and the Atlas Park at the steps.
Yes.
I am on
kind of upset.
Why are you upset?
Champion. Well, there's no one here. There's no one here joining me.
Give it time. You know, you've had a few people, you know, come in later on. Now, I'm over on Champions in front of the Recognition Building in Ren Sen 5.
Oh, there's always people there, though, so.
And the Blood Moon event has started. The new zone has opened up.
The who? Oh, the new zone? Very cool. So I'm sure you're going to get a lot of people there.
I will say this.
Go ahead.
New zone is for level 40s only. And tough is the easy setting.
Wow.
That's the best way to describe it. Tough is the easy setting.
Wow. Tough is the word. And I apologize if you hear something crunching. I don't know if it's allergies kicking in again, but I've had, like, not a sore throat, but my throat's been hurting the last few days, too, on top of everything else. So I have, like, non-alcohol fluids here. I got some cough drops. I did a chloroseptic spray earlier. And I said, please, just let me get through the show.
Next will be nails and glass, just to get the scratch
out.
That's,
oh, God, yes.
It's like, you're bleeding. I don't care.
But my throat's not sore anymore. I could talk.
Okay. Wow. But yes, on Monday we had the Paragon Dawn second anniversary of the second incarnation. Let me explain. Paragon Dawn has lasted longer than 2 years, but we had two incarnations. The first one imploded. They imploded big time. No, more like kaboom.
Ooh. Well, it imploded. Yeah. I figured it wouldn't make a kaboom sound if it imploded.
Okay.
It went kaboom and then imploded. It like exploded and then imploded on itself and pulled itself back together.
More like, you know, the scene of the red sun going supernova in Superman.
Okay.
Yeah, the shrink, then kaboom.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Anyway, October 10th.
Hold on. Code Warrior goes, move back! He goes, move back is the usual version of kaboom. There you go. Okay, move back.
Anyway, October 10th started the second incarnation of Paragon Dawn. And with the Dawn Radio Entertainment, we had a party on the Gateway Station, the space station, at the Until section. Had a lot of people, not only from our group, but from some of the big name groups on the site, all enjoying the music. Everyone having fun. We had a costume contest. We had audio contests. It was like, I picked four songs, and you try to guess what they all had in common. So that was the first time we tried an audio contest, and it worked, and people liked it. But the best one, and Pogo, I think you were on the game when it happened. The best and the funniest moment at the moment was when I was a DJ with Dawn Radio at the time being, and I played the Benny Hill theme song.
Otherwise known as Yakety Sax.
Correct. almost everyone attending went full tilt speed run Benny Hill style. Yeah, Toad has a better description. It was the CG version of the Death Star blowing up, basically. He was there.
Yes.
But to see everyone having a ball and seeing that, yes, the community feeling can be brought to other games, it was worth it. It was worth it.
Yeah.
I was happy. Everyone had a good time. You know, people's going like, it's like, you guys do something different. You know, meanwhile, anyone that was on City of Heroes is going like, they're just bringing the events over that we used to do and bring it over here.
This was a typical night back in Paragon City. Jeez.
Well, on a weekend.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, yeah, typical weekend night, yeah. Not
yeah.
Occasionally during the week. It's typical Friday or Saturday night. I very rarely went to anything on a Sunday night, even if they had anything. You know, between football season and watching my wrestling pay-per-views or watching The Walking Dead. No, Walking Dead hadn't started yet. But, you know, wrestling pay-per-views, football, or just, you know, watching Yankee baseball and football, you know. I was always busy Sunday nights with family stuff, so.
We just okay. And, watch all that stuff, and so. I got to give credit where it's due. I have to.
Yeah.
For those who know her, Sovereign Reigns, she means well. She puts hard. But when it comes to attending events, she's not all there. But she's 2 for 2 for the Paragon anniversary. She's 2 for 2.
2 for 2.
In fact, I still have the first copy of the first one. So I'm thinking about maybe replaying that on Sunday before the rebroadcast of this show.
That would be cool. Yes. Yeah. Oh, okay. And I want to say for those people who are not listening live right now, who are listening to the replay, thank you for tuning in. Either way, you're hearing the message. You're hearing what we have to say. You're tuning in to listen to our words of superhero-dom. I was going to say wisdom, but I don't know if it's wisdom or not. But
just note the beginning of the show. Just note, remember, this is the beginning of the show. There is a warning that says, please do not call in.
Right, yeah. Right, but I'm going to say this now. If you are listening live during the Friday night show between 9 and 10:30 p.m. Eastern, there are one of two ways of calling in. If you're not in the chat room, you could dial the following number, 646-478-0073. And if you're one of the few people who are in the actual Blog Talk Radio chat room tonight, thank you for tuning in, you scroll up to the top of the page. You will see a blue square with a white S in the middle. And no, it doesn't stand for Superman or superhero or anything like that. But you click, it stands for Skype, actually. That's the handy dandy blue Skype button, we call it. You click on that button, and it's a free call into the studio to talk to us. And as I always say, the free is good in today's economy.
If
and
you
I've
try
been
to
saying
do
that for over 4 years now.
And if you try to do that on Sunday, you're going to get a whole different show.
Yes, you'll probably get something pro wrestling related. Or something related to a Facebook app called Wrestler Unstoppable, and that's a totally different crowd altogether. So
unless you can pinch hint on WWE and the TNA news, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I think that show is usually reserved. One of my friends, he runs a quote unquote wrestling company of his own in the app, and usually they do a show for what they call their monthly pay-per-view, where they just discuss all the big matches they have set up. And sometimes those matches will actually start while they're on air. Or people call in as their wrestler, avatar, getting a character, and trash talk their opponent.
What just happened there?
What happened?
Well, for a moment, you had a old Battlestar Galactica Cylon talk.
I don't know.
No, it was, you know, the
by your command.
Oh, I don't know.
That's what
I
it sounded
no
like
idea
to me.
I don't know. I apologize. I hope I sound better now.
Yeah, yes, you do. All right.
Okay,
now,
there you go.
Because now you mentioned it, so I'm going to lead you into it. Because we talked a lot last week, we missed the timing for the updates. So, Pogo,
yes.
Take over.
Yes. Yes, and thank you. I did ask you to remind me and say, we got to get these updates in because there's quite a few of them we didn't get to last week. Well, you know what it was, too. Tony Via called in. We hadn't heard from him in months. You know, it was good to see he was still alive and well. And he survived his cruise he took, whatever. So, we're going to start with heroes and villains because there's quite a few of them here. I'm just trying to see something here. What was that for? Hold on. I think I opened something I didn't mean to. Yeah, that one didn't mean to. Sorry. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Okay. No, it was. I clicked. I have them all open. I clicked an extra one, and it was one thing from a different page I have over there. All right, so we're going to do updates number 197 through 201. Okay, so here we go. I'm hearing a reverb. I'm hearing an echo over there of me.
Well, I got my the volume on the headset down to zero.
Hmm. I don't know.
So if you want to put me on mute while you're doing this, go ahead.
Okay, I will do that. I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm going to put you on mute. I'll be back to you in a few minutes. Okay, there we go. All right, so let's get to the update portion of our show. All right, we're going to start with update number Heroes and Villains update number 197. This goes back to September 9th. As I said, folks, we are a few weeks behind on the updates. All apologies on that. But after tonight, we'll be all caught up to date. So, this week, we've been doing some more work on fleshing out the ideas for some of the other areas of the setting that lie beyond Titan City, and sometimes even beyond the Earth, which should help us avoid some of the integration problems that City of Heroes had when it added in major new areas to the launch game. The first major example from COH was the addition of the Rogue Isles with City of Villains. The new villain content had plenty of links to the already established Paragon City. But the heroic launch content had close to zero links with anything in the Rogue Isles, which meant that the developers then had to add it in later, via Arachnos appearing in Radio Mission and having a presence in the revamped Fault Line Zone, plus later content like the Statesman Task Force. The other big integration effort in COH was done in the Going Rogue expansion, which is different from the COV situation in the fact that a version of Pretoria had already been integrated into the later levels of COH shortly after launch. But not only did GR bring a full revamp of the original Praetorian concept, it also introduced low-level Praetorian content, which the developers then integrated into the Primal Earth content as part of the new player revamp for both heroes and villains. By planning out the different places our storylines could take players now, we will hopefully avoid the need for any kind of retcons or revamps on the same scale that was seen in COH, and help us integrate new areas much more smoothly into the general storylines. Okay, that's number 197. Now we're going to go forward a week to September 17th. That was a Saturday at 1 a.m. This is update number 198. This week, we've been doing some more redesign work on the general GUI for the game with a focus more on its appearance than its functions, as we're looking at various ways to represent it in a way that's really unique to the game. I'm reading it exactly how she typed it. So if the grammar's off a little bit and I seem a bit confused, that's not my fault. And fits all its stylistic requirements rather than being just another game GUI. This is part of our overall drive towards keeping the screen as uncluttered as during all types of content. Players of City of Heroes will be familiar with how that game sometimes had a lot going on in the UI, as well as in the actual game world, with the biggest example being the Incarnate Trials, where not only was the GUI expanded to take the multi-team setup into account, but there were also frequent warnings and instructions popping up, all on top of the larger-than-normal blended mass of power effects from players and NPCs. Reducing the amount of screen space that this type of content can generate is not only good for the overall gameplay experience, but it also helps for players who might be using smaller monitors to play the game on. All right, now we're going to do Friday update number 199, and this is from September 23rd, Friday, and we're getting pretty close to the number 200. Ooh. All right, this week we've been doing some more design work on how we're handling the concept of player origins in the game, which is one of the areas where we want to add a substantial improvement on how it was handled in City of Heroes. The range of comic book origin stories that players could come up is as limitless as the range of character concepts that they can make, which obviously means that trying to create a selection of actual origin stories for players to pick from is a non-starter as an idea. But there's still plenty of room for allowing the source of their powers, rather than how they got them, to play a much bigger role in the various storylines that was done in COH, which was limited to pretty much just a cosmetic choice of what store or vendor you want to buy your enhancements. Adding more consequences to the origin of a character's powers will help add variety to the gameplay of what will naturally be an alt-friendly game, so that there will be an extra layer of differences on top of the various other elements of player choice that we're working on. Okay, and now, ladies and gentlemen, the moment we've all been waiting for, and I'm sorry we missed this live. Ladies and gentlemen, it was Friday, September 30th, 10:13 p.m. Golden Girl posted it, and now I'm going to read it out loud 2 weeks later. It is Heroes and Villains, Friday Update, number 200. So sit back and relax and enjoy this one. This week, we've been doing some more design work on some of the unique NPCs that players will be interacting with as they progress through the game storylines, as well as continuing to add in additional unique NPCs as we create the stories. One thing that we need to avoid with unique NPCs is to avoid having them and their activities taking attention away from the players and their place in the storyline. The game is story-driven, and all the stories involve a degree of interaction in some form with one or more unique NPCs. But it's the players that are at the center of the action. At the same time, we also want to avoid the situation in City of Heroes, where the signature NPCs were almost always distant from the players and presented as being a lot more powerful than them, but hardly ever moving from their fixed spots around the zones. Even in some of the later COH content, when players were given a bit more interaction with the signature characters, especially the Freedom Phalanx, the way that the game mechanics were designed and set up meant that the signature NPCs always had the ability to be far more powerful than the player characters, which is something that we're working to avoid in our game. Well, that's good. And that was it. Now we take you beyond update number 200. We go to update number 201. And this was posted last Friday night at 11:43 p.m. And this week, we've been doing some more work on the GUI to improve its persistence before all the main windows reset to their default position when a player logged out and then back in again. But now, they'll retain their last position. So now every player can set their own permanent GUI layout. It's also done on a per-character basis. So players can set up a custom GUI layout for each of their characters, and the game will remember it when they either log in or out of the game again, or just switch between characters. One element of the GUI customization that we haven't done yet is implementing the ability to save a certain layout on open character and then load it for another character, which would be especially useful for when players make new characters and want to skip the process of customizing the GUI layout for them before they start playing. This is a feature that we plan on adding, but unlike the actual GUI customization, which a highly customizable game would be expected to have, it's not something that's a priority at the stage, as we'd rather spend time and effort on the key parts of the game first, and then add in the smaller quality of life options at a later date. Have a heroic villainous weekend, the Heroes and Villains team, and now I'll bring Mad Viking in to discuss all this. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I can now say it. We are now caught up to date on the Heroes and Villains updates.
Yes.
Okay, that was a brief. Wow, hold on. Come on, guys. Hey,
it was a golf clap. They were big plates.
And now, come on. Ooh, I feel so much better. We're all caught up on those. Well, for cities and for Heroes and Villains, anyway. So, would you like to discuss any of those right now, or?
No, that covered on that one. Rather self-explanatory. Everyone, okay, though, is still waiting. When is the beta time going to come around? And still waiting.
So we, well, they're working on a lot of GUI stuff.
Mm-hmm. And see, you're not alone. Look at that. We got Project 13 Hertz.
Oh, well, there you go. Ooh.
You see? Patience.
Where?
He's in the chat room.
Oh.
Chat room.
Hello, Project 13 Hertz. And hello, Code Warrior. Hello, TJ Matt 2000.
There you go.
Code Warrior says, Golden Girl types with her beak, so it can be hard to read. Oh, Project 13 Hertz says, Gah! Blog Talk Radio crashes Chrome and sends pop-ups. I can't close the IE. I'm sorry.
That's strange, because I'm doing Chrome right now and having no problem.
I think everybody's different. I really think so. It's random. I really...
Well, if push comes to shove, you have Dawn Radio on Sundays to listen.
That's right. So if you miss anything tonight, you want to hear, go, hey, that was pretty cool. But you, but you know, you fall into that trap of, oh, I have the link, I can listen to it anytime. And you know that means you'll never listen to it again. Well, on Dawn Radio, they were very nice. Thank you, Mad Viking, for setting this up. At 8 p.m. Eastern?
Eastern to replay.
That's right, 8 p.m. to 9.30 p.m. Eastern. I'm sorry, what was that?
You went Cylon again.
Oh. Sorry. Well, actually, it's 8 to 9.30 plus.
Right, because unlike tonight, on Sunday, you also get the after show talk.
Right. We call it the after party. Sometimes it'll range anywhere from like 30 seconds, nice job, guys, got to go, to full-blown 20-minute conversations, maybe longer. And you can hear that on the live show. So, but with the replay, you get the entire after party. You can hear everything we were talking about afterwards. Because once in a while, we'll be talking about something and we'll post a link to what we were discussing in the after show or the after party. And some people are like, well, what's that for? I don't remember hearing that.
Ah.
Sorry,
yes,
I just had to take a drink.
You do have someone at the City Hall stairs. Suckkeepers have. That's part of yes.
Yes, I'm sorry. I meant to say they were here for a while, but they've had problems loading up the show. I don't know why. I apologize for that. I don't know why. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Succubus Half. I don't know what happened. I'm just
well. The Blood Moon event's going on, so it's rather barren in the area I'm standing.
I see. Would you say it's barren of gray matter?
No. There's zombies all over the place.
Okay. That was an old Three Stooges line.
Yep.
He goes, "My sons, you will be Duke of Earl. You will be the Count of Ten." And he gets a curly. What about me, Dad? What about me? And you will be the Baron, or you will be Baron of Gray Matter.
Okay. Okay.
I should have had the. Oh, Project 13 Hertz is, oh, thank you, you're a succubus, Ab. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I said that.
I didn't see the chat. I was wondering how you knew that, because I could see succubus half, but I didn't know how you knew that. I was like, wait a minute, I don't see you over here. Okay.
And
I heard you say
like,
that, but I didn't know you were reading. I was spinning around looking for you. I'm like, where are you? I didn't see you over here.
You're going like, okay, now give me six numbers. Just six numbers, that's all.
Six numbers between this range.
And anyway, let's see. We were going to discuss...
We do have some updates. We have City of Titans update, and we do have a Valiant Online update. But
right,
let's change the subject for a little, because it's a lot to read. My throat's not 100% tonight. So I tell you, before the show's over, we will definitely read these other three. Let's see. How about 10 p.m.? It's 9:32 now. How about 10 p.m.? I'll read these other three.
We'll give that a shot. All right.
All right.
Okay.
In the meantime, we can talk about our next topic.
Yes.
So,
comic book news. I'll do a quick one before you get to the painful one.
Okay.
There's a bit of a change in the Hulk family. This is a quick one before I get to the one. This is not the big spoiler that I was talking about. This is another thing. Now, Civil War One, you saw She-Hulk go down.
Right.
From the middle of the battle. Well, she woke back up.
Oh, boy.
She found out about Bruce.
Oh, okay.
What happened?
Right. She's pregnant. I don't
know. No. She's now gray.
From the shock of the news?
And there's going to be a new series, but it's not going to be She-Hulk. It's going to be Hulk. This is the closest you're going to get to Savage She-Hulk.
Wow.
She's not happy, and you don't want her, you won't like it when she's not happy. Now, those who remember the comedy She-Hulk series, they tried the Gray Hulk version, where it was the absolute opposite. She goes gray, she went dumb. So let's see how they're going to handle this one.
I remember, which was the one where it was all comedy? Was that the...
Like the 90s?
I'm talking, this was the one from the 80s. It was just like every other issue was like really comedic. I just remember when one of the running subplots was this guy who, like, I forget what happened. He wanted to get revenge against She-Hulk for something. And he kept making these power suits, right, to fight her.
Right.
And he put it on. And, like, one of them, he forgot to put something in to get out of the suit. He forgot to put an eject button in. Something like that. And it was just these really stupid things that were going on. And then he finally catches up to her. And she's like, well, who the hell are you? And I think the fight's over in like 2 seconds. So, I don't know. It was just ridiculous.
Okay, but you wanted to talk about the new comic series, miniseries, Death of X.
Yes. I read issue one. It came out last week. And I think the next one's going to be out next week, because it looks like it's going to be October, November, 4 issues. And basically, for those people who are reading, I haven't read them yet, because originally I thought I had to catch up. I wanted to catch up on all the X-Men titles that I missed out on for 5 years. And then it turns out, I realized reading it, that when they did the, when they did the Secret Wars, the reboot, that you didn't need that. So I'm like, but what are they referring to? And then it turns out that they're referring to whatever happens in Death of X. So basically, like I was saying earlier, I'm going to read this Uncanny Avengers X-Men Axis storyline, and then I'm going to dive right into the X-Men stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So hold on a second.
I'm holding.
I have cough drop trying to get rid of.
Okay.
I don't know why I opened another. I'm sorry.
Now,
we
discussed this before the show. Now, let me hear what was your initial theory of why Death of X.
From what I saw, from what I read from an issue here or there of the new war, the X-Men post-Secret Wars, it was whenever they mentioned Cyclops, they said, oh, and that thing he did? We don't talk about that. And I figure he had to kill somebody. And somebody goes, well, he killed Professor Xavier. I'm like, no, after that. It has to be something after that that they're referring to. So I guess we're going to find, and it says Death of X. So I'm wondering, maybe he did something even more horrific, you know, this time. So
now, the theory that's going around the YouTube channels is that they are doing to the X-Men what they did to the Fantastic Four. and basically making them go bye-bye due to the fact of the ownership of the Fantastic Four and the X-Men are Fox and Sony, respectively, and why share the profits when they can keep it all for themselves.
But now, I heard a rumor over the summer that after X-Men Apocalypse that Sony was working out a deal that they were going to bring the X-Men back into the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Well, considering the word of the Wolverine 3, or now being called Logan movie, it looks like it won't be Logan Wolverine. They're going into X-23.
Really? Huh.
Because there's one particular photo, movie picture ad. You see Wolverine's hand with the claws out holding a young child's hand.
Oh, okay. Which would be his daughter. That's... Hold on. Wait. We got to do this right. Say, repeat your line.
Basically, it's Wolverine with the claws hanging, holding a child's hand.
You mean it could be his daughter?
That is the indication.
Oh, my. You know, instead of that, we got to get the Chris Griffin.
And the thing is, you know, they've already killed Cyclops, but then they brought him back. And with the Age of Apocalypse, it looks like they just kind of scrambled every other bit of information that they had with the original X series. And
quite right.
Yep. It's like, I think the only thing that people are still talking about is Olivia Munn Psylocke.
And you know what's funny about
that?
Just
the fact that they got her into the suit.
Right. But you know what's funny about that? Because I think she reads a comic book and she goes, I want to apologize because I look nothing like her except for the dark hair. She goes, my measurements are not anything close to hers.
Well, depending on the year in question, I mean, are we talking early 80s X-Men, Excalibur years? Are we talking Jim Lee, Jeff Loeb, big chin, big chest, big gun years?
I think she's referring to the big chest. At least her chest isn't as bad as Captain America's from, what was it, the Age of Heroes? That Jim Lee drew at that time?
Same artist.
Like...
Same artist, Jim Lee.
Everybody said, Jim, what the... He said, Jim, what the fuck were you smoking?
That wasn't barrel chested. No.
No, barrel chested would have been smaller than that. I don't know what the fuck you want to call it. That was like
that was cement truck mixer chest.
I was like, bro, like, dude, what the? I was like, there is no way in hell, no matter how many push-ups he does, no matter how much he benches, his chest cannot anatomically look like that. I think you would have to go for some friggin' fucked up, sorry for the language, fucked up plastic surgery to look like that. And even then, why the hell would you want to look like that? Good God.
And they always wound down to very tiny feet. We're talking small feet.
Well, that's Jim. That would be Rob Liefeld.
Yeah.
And what's funny is, I remember when he was very young, he's the one who created X-Force. Those were all his characters he made, and he drew them a specific way. Well, as he got older, he realized his drawing never got better. Like, when he first started, well, he's good, but he's got a couple of things he's got to work on with, you know, with his drawing. And I guess the problem is when you're that good that young, you're also that egotistical. to the point where he was like, I'm Rob Liefeld. I don't need you to tell me how to draw. And for his whole career, there's still the same criticisms, even to the point he was supposed to do a two-issue deal with DC. He was going to do two covers of Teen Titans. Okay? We got the first one. I said, wow, he has not changed at all. Well, I guess it was so bad that DC said, screw it, we'll pay you. We're not using the second cover. Because they never released the second cover from him for the next issue.
Thank goodness.
It was the same story. It was like a two-part story. You know, whoever did the story, same story, just they used a different cover.
Yeah, like,
yeah, it was just these things. I'm trying to remember what the characteristics were. Like, the right and the left eye were drawn the same way. Something where he made his fingers too long on some of the characters.
Can you imagine Nightwing holding his baton sticks, and the baton sticks are about the size of telephone poles?
Good Lord. They couldn't be that big. I think, like you said, the feet were too small. It was just these certain characteristic trademark things, the way he drew, that, like, as you saw it, you go, oh, it's Liefeld. You know what I mean? Like, if you took a bunch of artists and, you know, every draw this, right, and you put them up on a wall and you had to guess whose is whose, it would be like, that's Rob Liefeld.
Okay, we segued. Let's jump back here for a second. Now,
yes.
We talked about with the Death of X and the rumors that it could be just because they don't own the mutants. You will note they're putting heavy emphasis on the Inhumans, trying to make the Inhumans the new mutants. And the reason why the mutants are dying are because of the Inhuman Terrigen Mist.
Right. Now, this is what I have a problem with. Okay? It seems that back then, let's look like this. They basically knew they were going to do this Death of X storyline, okay? And in the Death of X, they released the Terrigen Mist, okay? Everybody knows that if you're an Inhuman, or it unlocks your Inhuman powers. Well, it kills off mutants because of the mutant gene. So basically, they knew about this, and they are doing nothing to stop the Terrigen Mist. It's almost like they don't give a damn that they're killing mutants off. Okay? So to me, I have a problem with this to begin with. It's like, wait a minute. You know it's deadly to the mutants. Anybody with a mutant power, it's deadly to. And you're just fine with this thing spreading, and you're not even trying to do anything to stop it. That's what I have a problem with to begin with.
Well, there is one little catch to this whole storyline, and I would count it up to they got new people that did not bother to read the history. I shall explain.
Go ahead.
Here we go. Now, if you remember, after Johnny Storm broke off with I just forgot her name. The daughter of the Inhuman Crystal.
It was Crystal. Crystal. Yeah.
Right. Yes. Then Quicksilver married Crystal.
Okay.
But as time went on, he lost his mutant ability. House of M, I think, was the problem. Yeah, House of M.
Yeah, I think that's it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, a few issues later, he exposes himself to the Terrigen Mists and regains his super speed. He's a mutant.
What?
He didn't die. He gained his mutancy back.
Huh.
One of these things
I
are
that.
Not like the other.
Huh.
I mean, the storyline is there to be researched.
I'm trying to think here. I don't know what to say. Except, what?
And basically, my answer is, they had writers, they thought they were good, but they didn't do their homework.
I hate when... I mean, seriously, that's a pet peeve of mine. I just really, really... Just, ugh.
I mean, it's the same thing that's going on, you know, with we talked about Wonder Woman last week. It's like, totally forgot Steve Trevor, totally forgot Batman, totally forgot Superman, and Superman, the Wonder Woman relationship, was New 52.
And so was the Batman.
No, Batman was before New 52. And that
was
also
before New 52.
Right, it started off in Timverse, the animated series.
Right, okay. Right, right.
But, you know, we're talking fresh off the, 52.
Yeah,
and
like, guys, let's make sure we have all our stuff right this time.
And what do they do? Have fun with Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Out of the gate.
And if they were going to screw anybody up, it'd have to be Wonder Woman, right?
I mean, if they were going to put, you know, powerful woman, they did
right.
it in a way with the Justice League International, the comedy series Justice League, with Power Girl. That could have worked.
Yeah.
They've already hinted, you know, Harley Quinn swings any which way but loose. What am I talking about?
With Poison Ivy, especially. Especially with Poison Ivy.
So that would have worked. But no, they went for their number one member of the Trinity.
Yeah, it's called Warrior. The editor should be canon experts. They should be, especially in DC with Geoff Johns, who, you know, he's supposed to be running the show there now, and he was a stickler for continuity. But no, although really funny line I saw from Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy. She goes, "Well, if we go out, remember, I'm a vegetarian." Get it? I'm a vegetarian. Just, Ivy, are you blushing? I'm like, what? I'm like, well, I wish I could see that comic. Look what. Yeah, just for that joke, it's not worth it. Although I am getting everything from the Rebirth, the Project Rebirth now, and I really have to go through it this weekend or the next week. But
that, and now they're talking the second part of the Rebirth series is coming up.
Yes, hold on. Project 13 Hertz said, "Oh, but most people don't remember that the creator of Wonder Woman made Paradise Island a kinky lesbian paradise."
Partial right. The original weakness of Wonder Woman was to bind her wrists together wearing the bracelets with the rope of truth. Basically,
the original thing was if she was her wrists were tied by a man, not
right,
with the lasso
exactly.
of truth, just any handcuffs, tied up, anything. And what's funny was, in the 50s, almost every other issue, she was tied to a missile. Holy phallic symbols!
And in fact, even in the Timbers, Timbers animated series, he alluded to that because there was one cartoon where Wonder Woman goes to Hephaestus, and he's talking about, you know, that bodysuit there, I could be at least some letting out. It's like they're talking about trying to find a weakness for Ares' new weapon. And he goes, everything I make has a weakness, including what you're wearing right now. Hope you don't get all tied up about it.
Ah, put him.
And,
well,
it, you know, unless you knew the canon, you know, that hidden joke just went meow.
That was one of those safe ones because they figured the little kids wouldn't get it no matter what, and the old comic book fans would get it and laugh hysterically at that, or chuckle and go, that was cute. I see what they did there. So,
and I mean, basically, all you needed was Yakko Warner going, "Good night, everybody."
Okay, and Project 13 Hertz said about the lesbian parody. In fact, there were issues of Wonder Woman that were censored in the 50s because they were too kinky and too lesbian. Well.
Well, like, you know, But the thing is, you know, when you put in Steve Trevor, Batman, and not even a year ago, Superman, and then all of a sudden...
not even a year ago, right.
And then all of a sudden, you know what? I think I speak Lesbos. What?
See?
Before you say it, that line was used by Ellen DeGeneres and Rosie O'Donnell on the old Rosie O'Donnell show. That what they used to introduce that they're warm up, they're going to get out of the closet. And now you know the rest of the story.
Well, there you go.
But once again, we segued. And since I got all 6 minutes before you do the other updates, I will say... basically, Death of X, they want to get rid of the mutants, just whereas before with the Fantastic Four in the Secret Wars, they did it gracefully. They gave the Fantastic Four brilliant send-off. Basically, Mr. Fantastic, the Invisible Woman, and the two kids, along with Molecule Man, became universe creators, and Dr. Doom actually found closure with a lot of his problems. They're not going to do it so gracefully with the Death of X.
Right. So basically, they had to go and help recreate the universe. So that's why they're off doing their thing wherever they are. And, you know, one day they left it perfectly where it could be revisited one day. You know?
Yep. In other words, you might see them again. Okay, we can live with that.
Right.
Death of X?
Right.
No.
Someday.
And ain't gonna go.
One day. And then one day we'll get another movie. No. No.
Okay.
So basically, I was reading this comic book and I knew the layout. It was going to be two issues this month of October, two in November, and that'll be that's a four-part miniseries. Okay? And then, towards the end of the issue, there's an insert. Well, it's actually part of the comic book. It's an insert of all these other comic books coming out, but the last one they show is November 2016, Inhumans versus X-Men, issue number 0. Because in December, we're getting this, which is supposedly what Death of X and all the X titles and Inhuman titles, whatever they have out now, is leading up to this series, this miniseries, which is going to be a mega... I can't call it a miniseries because they're calling it a mega event. So that could possibly go up to the summer. And the fate of the X-Men or whatever, we will find out at the end of it. I mean, think about Wolverine's no more. They brought back... they had to use old man Logan to fill in for Wolverine, because he still has his powers. Trying to think who else they killed off, you know. So, we shall see.
Mm-hmm. And on that note, we go to updates part two.
I was going to say, are we going to get a spoiler of who they killed off?
Oh, that's right. Uncanny Avengers.
Death of X, the one they killed off. Or the one we think they killed off.
Oh, okay. Well, the first one to die, and it's already been reported in the news, Jamie Madrox, the Multiple Man. Now, Pogo Man was a little upset because they built up so much of a story behind him, but then I pointed out he was also the first one to get the Legacy Virus, he was the first one to get the Techno Virus, he was the first one to go into the Fallen Angels. Basically, if there's something wrong and bad to happen up to the X series, he's the red shirt.
Yeah, but I don't, you know, if he's dead, because it seems like this time, you know, there's no Dragon Ball to find to go resurrect everybody this time.
The one that they noticed at the end of the issue number one, I'm gonna do the reveal.
Well. What reveal? Wait, which reveal? We did the reveal. We didn't do the reveal.
Well, no, the one that's now succumbed to the virus.
Oh, yes. Go ahead. Yeah, you can tell him.
All right. Cyclops, the one who started it all.
That's right. And, okay, and I just checked, of course, on the last page of the comic book. Death of X, issue number 2, does come out next week on October 19th.
Okay.
So I read this. You know, up until I try and catch up, I'm going to go to the comic book store every 2 weeks, you know, just so I could catch up for a bit. And I could, you know, have a way. It might take me a month to catch up on everything I've got. Because trust me, it's a big stack of comic books I have to catch up on. So.
Okay. Now,
but anyway, enough of that.
Well, hold on. You mentioned the Uncanny Avengers plot line. Do you want to plug your ears and go, la, 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 while I explain what happened? Or do you want to hear
Avengers?
Yes.
Oh, here. Yeah, if it's Uncanny Avengers, I don't read that one. So go ahead.
Okay. Civil War II.
Wait. This is Civil War II?
Well, it's part of it.
Hold on. How much time do you need? All right. I'm going to take my headset off. Okay?
All right.
Type in Skype when it's okay. Because I'm going
to
get up this weekend. Okay, hold on. I am taking my headset off now.
Okay. Uncanny Avengers 2, basically the storyline as of to date. Worrying about it, Ulysses is able to reveal short-term versions of the future. One of them was the Hulk going on a rampage of superheroes. And then ended up with the killing of the Hulk by Guy, which was planned by Bruce Banner in case he decided he was able to go green again. Well, what happened is so Captain America, remember, Sleeper Hydra agent, courtesy of a cosmic cube, had his own plan along with going on, and that was and one piece of the plan was basically it was to chaos the heroes, and I get a message from Pokemon going la 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 la. I don't hear this. And what happened is, in order to mass chaos of what's going on, he makes a deal with the hand and tells them where the body of Bruce Banner is. They dig the body, courtesy of Captain America, and a deal with Voodoo's ghostly brother, who's now alive, yes, because the hand does that. Body's back to the dead. See Elektra on that one. And at the final page of the Uncanny Avengers is a samurai mask wearing Hulk, undead or zombie or whatever the status it is. The Hulk is back under the control of the hand, courtesy of Steve Rogers, Hydra agent, and chaos is about to go gonzo. So let's see what happens on that. And I shall now bring back Pogo. And let's see, I would say about 5, 4, 3.
And I'm back.
2.
I'm back.
Oh,
what was that for? What was that countdown for?
when you're going to come back. And it just as it said, 2. Okay, I'm back.
It's the final countdown.
Okay.
All right.
So
he gave
the other people
spoil.
Will
I don't
know.
Want to know that.
And until yes. And I assume then until you read it, you're not going to listen to the rebroadcast.
No. So my reading list for this weekend is Avengers, X-Men, Axis, and then the rest of Civil War. Okay, whatever I have on Civil War will be next on the new stuff. Okay, so, I'm getting bad feedback. I'm going to mute you. I'm going to read. I'm just hang on, you can listen. I'm just going to mute you. Sorry.
All right.
Okay, it's my turn. Okay, we're back to the updates. We have 2 from City of Titans. Let's see. Okay, the first one. I'm not going to read it. It's like an RP, what they call a fluff piece. I'll post the link in the chat. And, of course, if you go to Facebook and look up Save CRH Radio, hit the like button. You keep up to date on everything that we post there. And usually what I do, like I just did now, when I post the link for this week's show, underneath that in the comments, I will post almost every single link to whatever we're talking about. And what the first one was, it's What You Know, Paranormal Investigations and Tracking. It's about another group, the Bureau of Paranormal Investigating and Tracking, is a government agency dedicated to capturing and studying paranormal objects and entities. And it's just like I said, a fluff piece. It's a background piece for this group that's going to be in City of Titans. And I posted the link in the chat room. And I also posted on the Save CH radio page on Facebook. And I want to thank everyone. Right before the show, we were up to 299 likes. We're almost up to 300 likes. Thank you all. I know we should plan something big if we get to, when we get to 500 likes. I think that's going to be the next thing that we're going to do. So, okay, there were two updates for City of Titans. I'm only going to read one of them. And this one was from Wednesday, September 28th. And it's called You're Not Super Till You Put On the Cape. Sound familiar to anybody? The Cape Radio's tagline. Okay, there you go. That's the link I put in the chat room. And, of course, like I said, I'm going to post that on the CCH Radio Facebook page. And now I'm going to read this one. Okay, this is from Shadow Elusive. As I said, it was posted in the afternoon on Wednesday, September 28th. Okay, and it has to deal with the birthday of a hero that was on September 23rd. So it reads here, excuse me, last Friday, it was El Santo's 99th birthday. El Santo was a heck of a guy, star of stage, screen, and the squared circle. Some Americans might know him from his movies. El Santo and the Vampire Woman was MST3K'd as Samson versus the Vampire Woman. That morning, I challenged our costume makers to make El Santo with our techniques. It was done by, well, the next day. It was a simple costume, but a heck of a speed test, showing off our materials, our faces, our skin, our shorts over tights, and our first face mask, not to mention a new environment. Ooh, look in the background. It almost looks like a Grand Canyon-ish type of background. That's the first picture, and you see this masked wrestler, who's El Santo. Now, there was a feature I was hoping everyone would notice, and it wasn't the skin. It was the cape. Yes, there's a cape floating in the background he's wearing. And there's a video here of Cape Man with logo. It's a little bit over 3 minutes. Again, if you go to that link, you can check out the video. Okay, it says the bounding areas are still a little rough. Working on it, but, well, I think you'll like the results. People always wanted more capes. More and more, and, well, you've got it now. Your warrior will have the ultimate and tassels. Okay, warrior and ultimate are capitalized for the Ultimate Warrior, the wrestler, who was known for wearing tassels around his biceps. Once we hammer collision out on the wrists and thighs. This is a raw demo. We're working on how the cloth moves, making it more heroic before we finalize the collision volumes. Right now, it clips, but that's a temporary condition. We have successfully put 101 cape wearers in a single map, by the way, and it worked fine. We call it the hammy test. In other news, people didn't notice El Santo's cape. You know what they did notice? El Santo's skin. The light in the new area was a bit too bright. Mid-August bright. The kind that makes a bald man blinding. And it made our test skin a little plastic looking. And it shows a picture of the first one. And then we've been working on skin, you see. It's not as easy as it looks. There's going to be a whole layer of detail over what you see to pick out muscles and shadows. And that's the second picture. And then... and we're testing some different processes, and we'll see which one wins. Which one do you think looks the best? And there's a number three and a picture for number four. And it says, fair warning, at least two of them are actually the same under different light. We're getting close to the character creator. I'm sorry, we're getting close to the character creator. We need to get hair working properly. But that cape is one of the first steps to that hair we promised you. We need the patcher. We've shown you that. Got to keep you up to date. We need the stage and the slider controls. We need those sliders working with the clothes. It's all hard work, but it's getting closer and closer to being done. And remember, if you want good tunes, the Cape Radio is still on the air, and it gives you a link for the Cape Radio. They've got your back. See, that was the whole thing. Okay, and that's the update. Those are the updates for City of Titans. And now... Valiance Online actually has one from a couple weeks ago. Looks like 17 days ago. See, if I read this last week, it would have been 10 days. Oh, yes. Thank you, Code Warrior. Yes, you did. Yes, I did see that. I saw it earlier, and for some reason when I was on my laptop, I saw both pictures. Like, it notified me you sent me two pictures, but for some reason I could only open the one of them. I'll play with it this weekend, though. I'll try and get that going. Thank you. I appreciate that, sir. I think we might actually use that art. Okay, so this is going to be the Valiant's online update. We don't get that many, but when we do, it's pretty a big deal. All right, so as I said, this posted 17 days ago from Aegis, and this is the Alpha Progress update. Though a much larger blog is coming soon with more details, here's a summary of recent project developments. All right, one, transitioned into the new character generator, Volume 3, or Version 3. Added functionality for fully asymmetrical character development. Formatted all current elements for the male character to support the new asymmetrical design philosophy. Added new donor components like wings, rocket boards, and power types. Two, started the implementation of the Steam API. Integrated special features for Steam launch packs. Started the process of ending the crowdfunding system as the move to Steam draws near. Three, expanding the website networking to utilize the game server database in Steam API. Allows players to share their characters in the site database so that the site users can see player characters' profiles. And improves intercommunication between the game client, the game server, and website. Adds more feature possibilities for donors. That's cool. All right, four, navigated to a new hosting company and expanded servers. This improves the overall performance and consistency of the online experience. 5. Upgraded to Unity 5.4. Improved many technical aspects of the client and launcher. Okay, presents access to improved visual fidelity and shading features. 6. Hired a new content director and content designer. Updated, reformed, and adjusted old content. Finalized the general historic timeline. Finalized the areas for levels 1 through 15. Began focusing on the initial player experience, including the starting NPCs and missions, mobs, and world interaction. 7. Established a comic book development team to provide a visual representation of our game's history. Planned production timelines for several storylines that will explain key elements of current-day Valiant. Valiant's Cold War chronicles the arrival of the interstellar astronaut Legacy and the introductions of supers, natural-born superhumans, and hypers, synthetically created superhumans. Valiant, the Earth Saver, introduces our world's first organized, globally endorsed, and financed supergroup and their early battles with supers, hypers, technological beings, and alien visitors. Valiant, the Uprising. Though we can't really say much about this comic series, we can say that it concludes 15 years before the existence of current-day Sancilio. And the results of its occurrence represents one of the game's primary storylines. We also plan to use our player character database to include characters that may have been fighting during this event in the comic book. And Valiant's The Void World. Chronicles the interdimensional journey of the villain Riftwalker, a highly intelligent scientific researcher and relative to Earth's dinosaur family that exists in an alternate timeline in which dinosaurs evolved to be the dominant species of Earth. This series sheds light on the mysterious void realm and how characters in the game are able to tap into its warp, void, and anima energies and summon its creatures. Okay, that's the Valiant's update. And with that, now I will bring Mad Viking back on the air.
Okay.
Hello, Mad Viking. And those are updates. What'd you think of those?
Well, I took a look at that one thing. I was like, from the City of Titans one. And the background kind of reminded me of like one of the Incans or the Mayan, you know. Mountain city.
Ziggurats. Yeah, like I said, I had that. Originally, I said Grand Canyon, but like that Arizona, southwestern, you know, leading into Mexico type feel.
Oh, better example, Indiana Jones, the movie with Sean Connery in it as well.
Oh, the last
how they had cities
the
built
valley,
into the... Yeah.
The valley, yes, that's built to the map. Yes. Yeah, you're right. That's very cool. Ooh. Me likey. Okay. Okay. Wait, there was something. Okay, earlier you got into we discussed the anniversary party. Is there any other I didn't look at the champions online. I should have. Any other champions online news that I know we do have listeners over there now. Thank you guys for tuning in. I was going to say, do we have anything?
Well, like I said, on champions,
sorry,
the Blood Moon event is...
Right. In other words, I don't know why it's so hard for me to get sad. Any champions online updates? That's all I'm trying to say. I don't know why it's so hard for me to say. I don't know what's going
on.
Okay,
now the... as I said, the Blood Moon event is going on. The one thing they have done as of late, and Code will vouch mention this way earlier in the chat room, is that ever since Kaiserin, she has been introducing new stuff. I got to give credit where it's due, but the thing is, it's for the ones that are the ultra-powered ones with the Justice gear, the up gear, going with the cosmic level. Where it's if you have the top stuff, it's here's your ass. And
wait, hold on, can you repeat? Hold on. You're going in and out. You're fading in and out.
Okay, what are you doing now?
Yep.
Testing.
Try again. I'm sorry.
Right. Basically, new events going on, but what's been happening lately? All the new content has been set for the cosmic. Basically, what they were doing in City of Heroes with the
you're getting worse.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. All right. Yeah, it's still fading in and out. All right, so the Blood Moon event is up. Okay, hold on.
Blood Moon event is up.
Cold Warriors is your very choppy. You're very choppy. All right, the Blood Moon event is up. The new zone is open for level 40s or higher, and I think I remember you telling me it's like you need at least two level 40s running the same mission, right?
Right. Can you hear me now?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, I heard my door speakers. No, I can be heard. Hello? Hello?
I'm here.
Can you hear me? That's what I'm going to find out.
Yes, I can hear it.
Okay, not choppy. They even set now the Blood Moon event to where the outside part can be handled easily, but the inside part, unless you got the top people with the top equipment, you're going to be cursing.
So it's basically one of those things you have to have the best. In other words, they're trying to get everybody to grind and spend real cash, not the end game.
No, not even that. You got to get the Justice and the Onslaught gear. Justice gear is to be gotten with the Rampages, which is a grind fest to no end. The other one is Onslaught with the PvP. Now, I don't like Rampage Alert. It reminded me way too much of the AE babies, where people just use that to power level and have no clue of the rest of the game. Yeah. And I really hate PvP.
So
and
I'm not the only one
in that category.
I have always been against PvP, even when it first came out, and they said if you have super reflexes, you're going to kick ass. I just didn't think that was fair. Because this is what I remember hearing from Cup of Joe way back during City of Heroes days when Statesman was around. He said the problem with super reflexes is he doesn't know what to do with it. He doesn't know how to make it compatible with all the others. That's why at times it seems overpowerful and other times it seems like it sucks. It was situational.
But basically,
like I remember having it. I'm just going to say this real quick. I remember when Pokemon was my first City of Heroes character, and I played Super Reflexes. Once you got Elude, and you know back then you can make it perma. Once you got perma Elude, all of a sudden your so-so semi wimpy Super Reflex character became uber. Like no one could hit you, And as long as you have the timing of the buttons down, that like, oh crap, it's about to crash, better, you know, hasten, kinetics, give me a speed boost, you know, so I could, you know, hit the button again before it crashes, you were like invincible. Nothing could hit you. I mean, there were Praetorians. Ooh, you okay?
Right. Yeah.
There were Praetorians with like their alpha level, this is going to wipe out the party attacks, area effect, and they missed me.
Okay, now Code just pretty much said it right there.
Okay.
If you want to read it for those listening.
Yeah, I agree with him about this. Yeah, Champions is basically becoming solo unfriendly. You need organized teams with good gear. Code Warrior says he lone wolf solo 99% of the time when he games, so he could pace himself when he does things in real life and not hold up a team. And that's what I do. Because a lot of times, you know, I'm doing laundry, or like I said, with my injuries, I need to really, like, go slow with a mission. Or, like, in a mission, I need to take a few-minute break to stand up, stretch out, or whatever. And if I'm on a team, I will severely slow the team down. Or I'll be hurting to the point I could do, like, two or three missions on a team, and then I'll see you later, guys. You know, and it sounds silly, but that's what happens to me, so.
But, you know, if those who remember the Bath Lambda thing, you know, that started with the tree branch and all that, at least then, yes, they were building missions for that section, but at the same time, they were building missions for everybody else. They're not doing that on Champion.
No. See, but like I said, they really need to do that.
And they just took the Blood Moon event, which people love because they have the power level, and just put one heck of a monkey wrench on it.
Okay, what they do? I never did the Blood Moon event, so what do they do this time to change it up?
Okay, the main theme in the Millennium City is you have to rescue the 13 dead ghosts, ghosts of dead heroes from Tacophonus. Now you have to fight them outside. Fighting them outside is normal. You know, it takes a little while, but hey, hunky-dory.
Right.
There's a crypt that you go then inside to free the soul. They upped the bad guy at the end of that crypt.
Okay.
So now, unless you got a team that's good, and if you can actually find a good group, and when I mean good, I don't mean good gear and all that. I'm talking about people that are not going to go, you don't have this? God!
You suck. Who taught you how to play?
Yeah, but, you know, I see Project 13, he's talking about it because of Given Mind, but even then the solo content became less and less effective. Problem with Champions is that Cryptic owns the property, like STO or Cryptic is only licensing, so the owner is standing over their shoulder, forcing them to be responsible. Well, I mean, our group, you know, we have some that are able to do it, but either have a bad way of translating it properly, or in one case, likes to go in Mach 13 mode. You know, imagine super speed with the crack speed of the City of Heroes, and multiply that with a super fast processor. That's your normal speed.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah.
Meanwhile, everyone else is seeing five different groups that she passed coming at them going like, she means well.
I hit one.
But,
come on.
Yeah.
I hit one. And by one, I mean, I shot the minion in the face.
She means well, but she, you know, I have to remind her, okay, you cannot go Mach 10. It's like, okay.
You can't even go Mach 0.1. Come on now.
But
we love you. We love you. We'll play with you anyway. Come on, man.
You know, but, you know, and I'm seeing more and more, not just in my group complaining about it, but outside. And I keep hearing from the ones who can do it. They go like, well, other people will do it. Okay. You know, they actually have the time to get to do the grind fest for the Justice gear, have the time to do the grind fest for the Onslaught gear, able to do the grinding of the cosmics and do all that. But average Joe who has a job or heavily in school, not much. Off?
I'm here.
Okay.
I was just typing to Code Warrior in the chat.
He has
a World of Warcraft account. I said, only one good thing came out of World of Warcraft.
Leroy James.
We used to have Leroy Jenkins.
Well,
and
I
not
got
a spoiler, I think last year on The Flash, in one of the episodes, Cisco does yell that before they go, they help The Flash out.
Yeah.
He goes, ready for this? Yeah, hold on. Leroy! And then they go to the credits, the opening credits scene.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, these are Leroy Jenkins. Because I guess they could, at least I got chicken. Okay, you know what's really funny about that? We were doing a mission, City of Hero, and it was an office mission, and one of the guys was Leroy Jenkins. He was black, and his line was, at least I got chicken. And I'm like, wait a minute. You just made a black person Leroy Jenkins, and he's talking about chicken? It was fried chicken. And we're going, holy racist comments. Are you kidding me?
Now, I don't know. I forget if I told you, Pogo, but one of our members in Paragon Dawn, DJ Asher Wolf, usually on Saturdays on Dawn Radio at btxemu.com/Dawn Radio. There's my Mick Foley plug. Used to be in a group on the World of Warcraft with Leroy Jenkins.
Oh, cool.
He knows the guy.
Cool. Right, I got a whole bunch of people here surrounding me now. Succubus half is here with Zoe Lovecraft, Daisy Berkowitz, and Abby Nix.
See? Patience.
Damn, Waterborne. There we go.
Well, we got four minutes.
Hold on, let me check the
party.
Yeah, because it says on here 2.5 minutes. But I swear before, it said the counter was down on zero for the show to start. And it was like 30, 40 seconds before the show actually started. I'm going, it says waiting for the host to call. I'm like, I'm already called in.
We entered the time warp.
Yes. All right. So I think we covered everything we were going to talk about tonight.
Yes, we did.
Remarkable. And just remember, folks, could this be the end of the X-Men? Will this be the last time Pogo Man reads a Marvel comic book? At the end of Death of X? Or Inhumans vs. X-Men? We shall find out. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. And now, Max Mezimars? Wait, what's the name there? Oh, they want to know. Yes, in 2 minutes, the show's over.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. I want to type some. I'm just typing to her. Sorry.
Okay, but like I said, you're getting people there. Now, like I said, if you want to listen to this again, including the after party, and hear me and Pogo talk about anything comes to mind, you can listen on Monday 8 p.m. at Dawn Radio at www.dawnradio.com/dawnradio or at dawn.com. Once again, another Mick Foley style plug. And I have a funny thing, you have me come in one day on your wrestling show just so I can do cheap pops.
Okay. hold on, sorry. I was just typing to them because they didn't know that we did the show. They just caught the message before the show started a little while ago, and they were elsewhere, and they came to join the show. I was like, oh, it was only 2 minutes, but I said, we're on every Friday night, 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. And, okay, 8 p.m. to 9, every Friday night, health permitting, because sometimes I have to go for pain block shots on a Friday, And if that's the case, you'll know a week ahead of time, and we usually do the show that Thursday night, that week.
Well,
but it's been a while since
I've
had one.
Tell them about the rebroadcast, because if they're not
right.
listening, you got to hype.
Right, and or if you miss the Thursday night when we do that, you could always check. I'm just trying to read two different screens here. You could always listen to the rebroadcast on Dawn Radio, 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Sunday nights. So with that, really quickly, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Thank you, everybody in Paragon chat who showed up. Thank you, everybody in Blog Talk Radio chat who showed up. Thank you to Mad Viking for co-hosting tonight. I most appreciate it, sir. And to all our listeners, you guys rock. We love you all. And we're going to keep doing this. Well, the lady says we got 10 seconds left. So everybody have a great weekend. You know, go read some comic books. If you can't afford them, hit your local library up. I know my local library has a system with all the libraries in our county, and they have a ton of graphic trade paperbacks, graphic novels, whatever you want to call them. And that's how I'm getting caught up on a lot of comic book series I haven't read in a few years. So do something super heroic this weekend. Even if it's a minor thing like helping a friend out or a family member, do one little thing. You would be surprised at the impact it makes on their lives in a positive way. So with that, everybody, have a great weekend. We will see you next Friday night, 8 to 9:30 p.m. for more. I'm sorry, 9 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern for more. Hey, Steve here, Radio Fun. Okay. And I believe that's a wrap.
We should, yeah, we're in the after party. So, yeah, like I said, just have to be patient. They're coming. Me, seriously debating. Now, I wanted to say something on the CEO, on the Champions forums about, you know, but I have a funny feeling there'll be a backlash on the group.
Now, hold on. They want me to dance with them. Hold on. I got to do a dance.
Okay. You know, it's like, how dare
go ahead,
you
keep talking. I'm here.
And, you know, I have the feeling that, you know, that I might get a case of how dare you, the devs is not working well. We know it's
Wait,
working
what was that?
Well. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I've been wanting
you're
to write the Champions Forum. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. No, you're breaking up worse now than before.
Hello.
I'm here.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
This has been no problem with that. Can you hear me? Testing?
Yes, hello. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Am I understandable?
I heard, am I understand? I think you were going to say a bowl.
Yeah.
I have an idea. Type it out to me in Skype. Oh, you know what?
Nice.
I'm going to end
long.
The show. All right, that's fine. All right, I'm going to end the show because I have to run to the bathroom for all the iced tea I drink tonight. Okay? So type it to me in Skype, and by the time I get back from the bathroom, you should be done. All right, with that, everybody, have a great night. Mad Viking, if you do the honor, sir, say goodnight.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Good night, Gracie. See you all next time.